It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Listener Michael emailed us, "Would you consider having a different show at 6 p.m. on weekdays instead of repeating the 4 o'clock hour of All Things Considered? I find myself often listening during both of those hours on a given day, and it's a drag hearing the rerun." We appreciate Michael's suggestion and, of course, any from our listeners. I assume most are aware that we do not air a repeat of that first hour of All Things Considered on Fridays. That's based on a belief that listening patterns are a bit different as the weekend approaches. We'll look closely at our ratings data, but in general, the thought behind the 6 o'clock rollover is that there are still many people leaving work at that hour of the evening, most of whom could not tune in between 4 and 5 o'clock. This brings up the issue that we really have two types of listeners, those who tune in and out a couple of times a day and those like Michael who obviously listen for long periods of time. We certainly want to serve both groups in the best way possible. Speaking of serving our listeners, our sister station in the Lexington area, Classic 102.1, has not been serving listeners very well at all this past week.
Are you guys aware that you're off the air? You have been for at least 50 minutes. Be nice to have some music.
As I posted on Facebook over the weekend, the problem is with the internet service that brings the signal from our studios in Richmond to the transmitter in Lawrenceburg. At the moment, we have a service call scheduled for, would you believe, Tuesday. We'll see what happens with that. This, of course, goes against everything we as broadcasters stand for in terms of providing a consistent and reliable service to our listeners, and we are just as frustrated as you, the listeners. Thanks for bearing with us as we explore options. We're interested in hearing from you. Write to us at weku@eku.edu, post on Facebook, send a tweet, or call 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.